Pierce left the station shortly before noon. The girl, Bridget Lawson, remained behind to supervise the loading of her brother's coffin onto a cab. Much to the irritation of the porters, she turned down several waiting cabs at the station, claiming she had made arrangements in advance for a particular one. The cab did not arrive until after 1 o'clock. The driver, an ugly, massive brute with a scar across his forehead, helped with the loading, then whipped up the horses and galloped away. No one noticed when, at the end of the street, the cab halted to pick up another passenger, an ashen-coloured gentleman in ill-fitting clothes. Then the cab rattled off and disappeared from sight. By noon, the strong boxes of the Huddleston and Bradford Bank had been transferred under armed guard from the Folkestone railway station to the Channel steamer, which made the crossing to Ostend in 4 hours. Allowing for the continental time change, it was 5 p.m. when French customs officials signed the requisite forms and took possession of the strong boxes. These were then transported under armed guard to the Ostend railway terminus for shipment to Paris by train the following morning. On the morning of May the 23rd, French representatives of the Bank of Louis Bonnard et Fils arrived at Ostend to open the strong boxes and verify their contents prior to placing them aboard the 9 o'clock train to Paris. Thus, at about 8:15 a.m. on May the 23rd, it was discovered that the strong boxes contained a large quantity of lead shot sewn into individual cloth packets, and no gold at all. This astounding development was immediately reported to London by telegraph, and the message reached Huddleston and Bradford's Westminster offices shortly after 10 a.m. Immediately, it provoked the most profound consternation in that firm's brief but respectable history, and the furor did not abate for months to come.